When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Tim Tebow, his success at the University of Florida was probably a blessing and a curse for the former Heisman Trophy winner, because it did provide him with multiple opportunities. Multiple opportunities to try to play quarterback in the NFL. And then he switched to play baseball. And that was a cash grab for the Mets. They were using Tebow. Tebow didn't mind having the opportunity to maybe show that he could play baseball. And now here he is back with the NFL. He's expected to sign a one-year deal with the Jags to play tight end. Problem is, he's 33 and he hasn't played tight end before. Other than that, productive players like Logan Thomas. He was a quarterback at Virginia Tech. He's now a good tight end, a jack of all trades. Taysom Hill, quarterback at BYU, jack of all trades. Tebow hasn't played football since the 2015 preseason. Presumably, there are younger players with more speed who actually played tight end. But you have to think that the Jags head coach, Urban Meyer, is bringing in Tim Tebow for his leadership, not necessarily for his skill. And maybe he's bringing him in as a favor. And that's understandable. It's a 90-man roster. That doesn't mean that he makes the team. I think it might be, I'll do you a favor, come on in. These guys are neighbors in Jacksonville. They live a couple of houses from each other. Now, that doesn't mean Urban Meyer wants to bank on Tim Tebow being his starting tight end. I think we've made that big leap from, oh, they're going to sign Tebow. Okay, let me wait and see if he makes the roster here. This is a 90-man roster. When they get it down to 53, is Tim Tebow still there? And he might be fourth or fifth on the depth chart. I don't know if he can block an edge rusher. I don't know if he can get off a block and get downfield. I don't know what he's capable of running. I don't know his hands. I don't know if he can catch. But I'm curious how it started. Tebow, call. Did he just go, hey, I'm going to go get some sugar from Coach. I'm going to go knock on his door. Hey, Coach, can I borrow some sugar and play tight end for you? What? Some sugar and play tight end for you, maybe? Serviceable tight end? Yeah, sure. Come on in. I mean, the Jags have five tight ends on their roster right now. You might go, who are those tight ends? Yeah, you're right. They don't have a big name. But, you know, James O'Shaughnessy, you have Chris Manhertz, Luke Farrell.
Wait, did you say Chris Manhurts? You made that up.
No.
You made that up.
Chris Manhurts.
You made that up.
Manhurts. Ben Ellefson and Tyler Davis. Manhurts was signed in free agency. He has 12 catches in 70 career games. O'Shaughnessy has 88 catches in six seasons with Kansas City and Jacksonville. Ellefson has one career catch. Davis played in eight games last season after Jags selected him in the sixth round. Farrell is the team's fifth round pick this year. I believe he's out of Ohio State. Somebody's losing a job in this group here. I don't know how many tight ends you normally keep, but they do have a roster there. Meyer and Tebow did something special at Florida, and maybe they can recapture some of that Tebow magic, Tebow time, a surprise second football life for Tim. Yes, Todd?
Man, it's going to hurt if Tebow takes his spot. I don't know how you could possibly look yourself in the mirror after that.
And here's the windup and the pitch. Thank you, Todd. Yeah, I'm not up in arms about it. There are a lot of players, former players, who are saying, why is he getting a chance here? I mean, what is the downside here? Can you play? I don't think Urban Meyer is going to keep him on the 53-man roster if he can't play. But Urban Meyer does have total autonomy there. And maybe this is one of those, hey, you didn't make the team. Do you want to stay on my coaching staff? That's the feeling I got is, and this is why I thought Alex Smith was going to go to Jacksonville and maybe back up Trevor Lawrence just to give him some guidance. He has a relationship with Urban Meyer from their days when they played at Utah. He quarterbacked at Utah, and he just said he didn't want to play anymore. But maybe Tim Tebow goes in, and then he stays on the staff as an assistant coach. And I don't think anybody would have a problem with that, but this has got the NFL up in arms. How dare Tim Tebow take away a roster spot? I don't know if he's going to. The 90-man, that's different than the 53. Now, if he makes the 53, then we could have a discussion there. Yeah, Paulie.
I just checked the Jacksonville Jaguars shop.com and no Tebow jerseys whatsoever.
Oh, not yet.
You need a Trevor Lawrence. I got eight different options for you. Travis Etienne.
Yeah.
There's those. Nothing for Tebow.
Yes.
Big whiff.
Yes, McLovin.
I was lucky. NBA will keep an old player on the roster. Like Udonis Haslam is actually still on the Heat roster. He doesn't play. But then Juwan Howard did this forever. Like,
yeah.
But the NFL feels like you can't really do that. Just keep a player coach.
But they didn't take 9 years off. Tim hasn't played football in 9 years.
Right, but Haslam doesn't even get in the games. He's just a coach who they happen to stick on the roster.
Yeah.
That's really what Tebow would be if he happens to make the team, right? Or would he play?
Well, he's still taking a roster spot. That's what has a lot of the former players upset, it feels like. How dare him take a roster spot here? Now, you can say, did he take a roster spot in the Mets farm system? I guess he did, but I blame that on the Mets. I mean, if the Mets didn't sign Tim Tebow, I don't think anybody else was going to. That was, hey, we're going to use you, Tim. You can use us, and maybe you get a chance to play in the major leagues. It didn't work out. Now he's trying to play tight end at age 33, which is what a lot of us suggested to Tim, me included, years ago. Did you ever, as soon as you would bring that up, he'd shut it down. Why don't you try tight? No, I want to play quarterback. And I understand that. A lot of this is the ego. I won the Heisman Trophy as a quarterback. I've won a playoff game in Denver. I'm a quarterback. And then you realize you're not. I mean, if Taysom Hill said, I'm only a quarterback, he might not be in the league. Antoine Randle L., if he said, hey, I want to play quarterback, he wouldn't have had that career. But he did. He had a great career. Eric Crouch famously didn't want to be a kick returner or wide receiver with the Rams. He wanted to be a quarterback. He didn't get that opportunity. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. This program brought to you by M-Drive. Take the supplement I take every day. M-Drive, powerful ingredients backed by science. I get energized, stronger, leaner. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refine your prime with M-Drive. Yes, Paul.
Isn't it fascinating how many lives Tebow has? He's managed every couple of years to pop up, have some relevancy. You know, he's a Met for a couple of years. Then, you know, College Game Day, good, really good media gig.
Yeah.
And then one last call at age 33 to play for the Jaguars with this young, hot quarterback. Fascinating.
I just want to wait until they get to camp. Let's see what happens. Let's see if he can play the position. I don't think Urban Meyer is going to keep him on the roster to do him a favor. Because Urban ultimately has to win. Who gives us the best chance of winning? Now, you might say they don't have a formidable lineup of tight ends there, and they don't. But if Tim Tebow gets a chance, maybe that's all he's asking. Like, one last chance, let's see. Okay, it didn't work out, and it didn't work out with my former coach. Now I know I can put all of this to rest because there's no more baseball, there'd be no more football, and that he could be an analyst if he wanted to with the mothership, or he could be an assistant coach there. But also understand, this is a business. Like, the NFL is a reality show. It truly is the ultimate reality show. If you can somehow cash in on Tim Tebow, would Shad Khan and the Jags be opposed to that? The answer is no. You call Hard Knocks right away and you say, hey, come on down. Come on. We got Trevor Lawrence, Urban Meyer, and Tim Tebow. Make Hard Knocks all about Tim Tebow. And you have that dramatic voice. The former Heisman Trophy winner just can't seem to hang on. Then he drops the ball. You have the music. You build. Urban shakes his head. You know, Trevor Lawrence throws it to Tim Tebow. Oh, be so exciting. Let me see if he makes the 53-man roster. Who wants to bet on Tim Tebow making the 53-man roster here?
Not the practice squad.
No, he is opening day roster.
Suited up.
Suited up. Ready to go, coach. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Who wants a piece of that? Tim Tebow is on the field in a uniform, week one. Crickets. Rickets. Paulie?
How many tight ends can you have on a roster? Is there a rule against it?
No, I don't think. I think you can have, you know, 10 if you want. McLevin, would teams normally carry two or three tight ends?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I don't know if they're carrying enough for him. I go thumbs down.
Okay, I don't think they can keep five or six.
Do you want to do that as a poll, by the way? Does he make the team?
Okay. Now, what do you think, Paul?
Do most NFL teams keep two or three active quarterbacks these days? Is it generally two? Active.
Usually two, and then you have an inactive.
Practice squad-ish.
Yeah, that's like, you know, the Packers are bringing in quarterbacks like Chad Kelly, and but they have to do that because Jordan Love was inactive. He wasn't even dressed to play in games last year. They have to have a backup quarterback. They may have to have a starting quarterback here, but they were expected. When Adam Schefter joined us, he said they're going to be bringing in quarterbacks. That wasn't news, what happened yesterday, that the Packers announced they're bringing in some candidates here. Yeah, McLovin.
So if you're Tebow, and if you do have three quarterbacks, you're in the tight end room, do you sneak down the hallway to just sit in on some quarterback meetings? Do you think he would try that?
Not unless he's invited.
That's a room, by the way. Gardner Minshew, I think, is still there.
That feels like Gardner Minshew can end up in Green Bay for some reason. Like, that would be a quality backup quarterback. I don't know if Jacksonville, you know, would trade him, but it feels like if you're Green Bay, my first round pick is not ready, and could I get somebody who would be ready? Because this is a team that is, you know, obviously a Super Bowl caliber team. And if you don't have Aaron Rodgers, then who can you have in there as a backup quarterback? Yeah, McLovin.
Did we just link the Tebow story to Aaron Rodgers?
This
is clicks.
If I can get a link, if I can link it to LeBron James and then the Cowboys, I got a home run here.
Somehow work his ankle into this. And
yes.
We're all set.
His ankle. And then you have Dak Prescott, who had the ankle surgery. LeBron, is he a Cowboys fan?
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. We got it all here. Yeah.
I did see a story that the Jags and the Cowboys are the two front runners for Hard Knocks. This is from like a month ago on NFL.com. The Cowboys always sell on Hard Knocks, but what, don't you want to see the Jags now?
Well, what am I going to see with the Cowboys in training camp? Now, you might see Micah Parsons, who's a big personality, their first-round draft pick. you know, the return of Dak Prescott from, you know, ankle surgery. What else? I mean, Jerry's always going to be front and center. I would think Urban Meyer's first year. Now, if I'm Urban Meyer, I don't want the cameras there my first year. Like, I want to ease into this. I don't want any more distractions than I'm going to already have.
So you signed Tim Tebow?
Yeah, exactly. I did that just as a favor. Just as a favor. Yes, McLaughlin.
There's a note in here. They don't have to be on Hard Knocks. You know, there's rules because they're a first-year coach, but they want to be. Shad Khan has requested the league that he wants. So maybe they want this circus.
Well, this is the first start here. This is certainly the entree into Hard Knocks, where you go, okay, you got Urban, you got Trevor Lawrence. Wait, you just signed him to, yes, we'll have you on. That wouldn't be enough to have Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence. You got Tim Tebow? We can work with that. By the way, the most receptions by tight ends in 2020, just to give you an idea of where the Jags are on that list, Darren Waller, who was originally a wide receiver, 107 catches. Travis Kelce was a quarterback in high school. He had 105 catches. Logan Thomas, originally a quarterback, 72 catches there. All right, it's not out of the realm of possibilities here, but I will say those three players that I just mentioned are incredible athletes. Tim was just a big guy on a great team and did wonderful things, but then all of a sudden he got to the pros, had a long delivery. He wasn't as fast or quick. You know, they were a mismatch with just about every team they played against. And he could run, and he could throw well enough. And that's all you needed at Florida. That's one of the more talented teams we've had in college football in a long, long time. Tim got to the NFL, and he just couldn't play. You know, the release isn't quick. He's not quick. He's still a big, powerful guy. But I don't know. We'll get see what Urban Meyer needs to see from Tim Tebow. Yeah, Paulie.
We have a snarky tweak to the Tim Tebow bets. Instead of will he make the roster, is career receptions for Tim Tebow, a half is the over-under. A half a reception for his career. Where would you go? A half of a catch.
I'm going to go under. I'm going to do the under. I'm going to do the under.
No offense.
The Jags, this is on NFL.com. The Jags will get the nod in 2021 for Hard Knocks. We'll start with the background. The only team that's publicly stated a desire to be the focus of Hard Knocks. There's never been enough buzz around the team to merit serious consideration. That's no longer the case. Urban Meyer, Trevor Lawrence. So looks like the Jags will be Hard Knocks. And then you throw in Tim Tebow. Sure. I think we got ourselves a TV show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. right now. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tom Silverstein covers the Packers, and he's been a busy man here, but he's taken time out for us. He covers the Packers for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Let me start with the Tebow story. Let me give you something different here, Tom. What do you think about Tim Tebow's chances of making the Jags?
Let's see. I would say they're probably akin to Rodgers playing for the Bears, maybe.
Oh, okay.
That would probably be my equation there.
All right. Quiet week after a wild week. So where do you is it a good thing if you're a Packers fan that it's been quiet?
It's probably a good thing, yes. So many things were fired right on draft day. And then, of course, you had all the reverberations after that and little nuggets coming out. And now I think it's just down to time. I think time is the one element that could make this thing go away. It's possible. I still don't believe that it's going to end well, but you know, with time, people start to think differently and view things differently, and suddenly you get closer to actual season starting and training camp, and then maybe things flip a little bit. So that's really what it's going to come down to, in my opinion.
Okay, why don't you think it'll work out for Rodgers and the Packers?
Well, one, I just think that with Aaron Rodgers, when there's an issue and he holds a grudge, it's a grudge forever. Mm. It's not something that he gets over very easily. This could be a little bit different in that maybe he just wanted to make his point and that there's some things that they could do. You're starting to see signs that maybe he does want to come back. I mean, you're seeing his surrogates start to say, well, you know, it's not as bad as you think it is. And you know, everything you hear from either sources or people who've played with him or anything like that, it's, in my opinion, it's coming from him. So maybe there is a chance for reconciliation.
Yeah, I'm just trying to sort through fact and fiction here, Tom. And I know that you have to do this, too, because there's so much that's been reported. I don't like there. Nobody says, yeah, that's absolutely true. No, that's absolutely false, because Aaron hasn't said right. anything. And it's, I mean, it's tough to navigate this. But I'm curious of the national view as opposed to the local view of this. Are they different?
Yeah, I mean, I think from a local standpoint, now, if we're talking about the view of what this whole thing is about, yes, I think it's different. If we're talking about the viewpoint of how this will end up, I'm not sure that, you know, the local people here also feel like this is not going to end well and that he's going to probably wind up somewhere else. But I mean, from the standpoint of what this is all about, you know, we deal with Aaron on a regular basis and know a lot about him, and also know a lot about the Packers and Brian Gutekunst and what they've done to, you know, build around Rodgers. And, you know, there's a sentiment all through the national media that he's not had anybody to play with through his most yeah. of his career.
Yeah.
And some of us locally know about Greg Jennings and Jordy Nelson and JerMichael Finley and Randall Cobb and Davante Adams. And I'm forgetting a bunch of people in a really good offensive line. So I think there is some difference. Yeah.
And then you start to look at possible destinations here for Aaron Rodgers. Why is Denver standing out over everybody else? At least that feels like Denver is the front runner if he doesn't stay in Green Bay.
Yeah, it does to me, too. I don't know why. I guess maybe, for one, it's got to be in the AFC. You know, just history tells us it's got to be in the AFC. Ted Thompson dealt Brett Favre to the Jets, and Brian Gutekunst is a Ted Thompson disciple. He's not going to trade him, you know, to anyone in the NFC, I don't think, that could beat him. So that's number one. Then you look at Denver. I just think that, and I'm speculating some here, but a John Elway has got to know what an MVP quarterback can do for him. They did it with Peyton Manning, and Elway won two Super Bowls at the end of his career. And so why couldn't Rodgers win two for Denver? That's kind of my sentiment or my thought on why it would be Denver. Now, it could be the Raiders. I think that probably would be very logical. I'm not sure that Aaron Rodgers would know what he's getting into if he goes to play for John Gruden, but you know, Denver just seems more logical to me.
If you could get real answers, honest answers from Rodgers or somebody within the Packers organization, who would you want to talk to today?
Rodgers.
Okay.
No question. I mean, let's hear it, you know, right from him. I want to hear what his gripes are, what is real and what isn't real, and is he really dug in? I mean, that's a sense I get, that he is so dug in that he's never going to play for the Packers again. But then you always get the mixed messages from his former teammates who are now sort of moving the dial a little bit towards he'll come back.
I know.
Certain things are changed. I don't know if it's going to require Brian Gutekunst to take out a billboard in Green Bay that he's sorry he drafted or you know, fly a blimp over Lambeau. You know, I'm sorry, Aaron. I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, you're just trying to figure out what the time frame is on all of this. And so Jordan Love is not going to be ready again this year. Is that right?
That's my gut feeling. You know, when it was kind of tough last year because training camp was shortened. We only got to see Jordan Love a little, and I mean the media. And then once practice started for the season, you almost never see him. You just saw him throwing drills on air. So you couldn't really tell where he was at. The coaches give you the usual that he's advancing. But, you know, Brian Gutekunst made it pretty clear when he drafted him that this was a 2 or 3 year project. And that's kind of where I don't understand from Rodgers' standpoint why he feels threatened about it, because he should be able to beat this guy out this year and next year and maybe even the year after that. And I think he could fulfill his contract easily. But, you know, if he plays like he did last year, this year, how do they cut him? I mean, how do you cut a guy? What if he wins a Super Bowl? How do you cut a Super Bowl quarterback and move on to the next guy? That's the part, the insecurity part, that I don't understand.
Tom, thank you for joining us. I know you've been busy covering this. We appreciate your time.
Anytime, Dan.
That's Tom Silverstein, the Packers beat reporter, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Tim Kirkchin, ESPN. Hi, Timmy. How are you?
I'm I'm good, Dan. I have not been avoiding you. Why would I do that? I used to be on your show every Friday. It was great.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to blame Fritzy for that. Fritzy, why haven't you had Tim Kirkchin on?
It is a major oversight. I love Timmy, and I have no excuse for that.
But Fritzy's always going, let's get Verducci on. And I go, and Rosenthal. And I said, wow, what about Kirkchin?
I did say Buster can't do it today, so what about Tim? We were okay with it.
It's great to have you on, Tim. Great to talk to you again. And, you know, we were talking about this with the strikeouts when we were growing up. If you struck out 100 times as a hitter, that was embarrassing. Now, it's okay. At what point did we change where it's okay to strike out in baseball?
For me, Dan, it came in the mid-80s when Bo Jackson, Jim Presley, Rob Deere, Pete Incaviglia, they all came to the big leagues at the same time. Big, strong guys, swung as hard as they could, hit 25, 30 homers a year, struck out 150 times, and ever since then, it has been okay to K. That's about 35 years. But the last 5 to 10 years, this is completely out of control now. 1,092 more strikeouts in April than there were hits. It is ridiculous. You talk about 100 strikeout guys, Dan, from 1900 to 1963 combined, there were 94 individual players who struck out 100 times. And now, every year, we have 160 guys or so who strike out 100 times or more. It's amazing what we're watching these days. And it's mostly because the stuff these guys see on a nightly basis is ridiculously good. The velocity is so far off the charts, and yet it's the secondary stuff that's even better than the velocity. And it comes down to this. When Jacob deGrom, Max Scherzer, Gerrit Cole are dealing and they're locating, our hitters have no chance against them. They don't just make an out, they strike out. It's remarkable what we're watching every night now.
But also, and I know I'm the get off my lawn guy, but put the ball in play. Like put your bat on the ball, and you don't see that. And this is what I miss with baseball. It's subtle, but it is the hit and run, a stolen base, hitting it the other way. Oh, there's a shift on. Oh my gosh. How about you just hit it where there's nobody over there? So like, can you see somebody embracing what Whitey Herzog had with the Cardinals, where it's going to be speed and defense and running, like something that's counterintuitive to what we have? Will we have a team that does that?
No, Dan, we won't. That Cardinal team was built for doing that. They played on AstroTurf. They had a bunch of really fast guys. They beat the ball into the ground and outran everybody. We don't play that game anymore. Dan, I did the game last night, Ravi, Eduardo Perez, and I, and we had two bunts for a hit, and we had two sacrifice bunts last night, and one was a squeeze. And I almost started to cry. I was so happy to see that, because we don't play that game anymore. I mean, look at the Yankees. I'm doing the Yankee game tonight with Ravi and Eduardo. The Yankees don't have a triple yet. They have 7 stolen bases all season, which is a lot for them, but it's the fewest in the league. And they average about 1 double per game. This is where we are. If you don't hit the ball out of the ballpark, as most teams do, you simply don't win these days. And I desperately miss growing up at a time where Rod Carew would dump a bunt and get a hit. Brett Butler would drag one to the right side and get a hit. And we don't have that anymore. And I miss it, because I think those are the most skillful, exciting parts of the game. And I think we're all a little bit tired of just watching guys hit it as far as they can and striking out 3 times in between.
I was also wondering about the pitching stats here. We've had 4 no-hitters already this season. If it's a swing and miss league and nobody's putting the ball in play, then we're probably going to break the single season no hit record, I'm going to guess. Or we should be flirting with it, right?
Well, 8 is the record that was done in the 1800s. But Dan, you're right. We have lost the value of the hit in the game today. We're no longer interested, nor are our hitters being taught to hit a hard ground ball through that hole over there. They're not interested in getting a single. Last year, Dan, The Reds, who made the playoffs, had more walks than singles. It's the first time in history any team has finished with more walks than singles. That's where we are now. But I'm going to try to defend our hitters because I'm with you on this. Can we please just put it in play? Can we please beat the shift over there? But our guys have been swinging the same way for 15 years. They have one swing, and it's beautiful. And if you run into that bad path, it's not a liner to left, it's a home run. To ask these guys who have been hitting the same way for 15 years, okay, we're going to make a big change tonight. We want you to choke up and hit it to right field, and we want you to do it against Max Scherzer tonight. Good luck with that. It's like telling a basketball player, you know the way you've been shooting for all these years? We want you to change your shooting motion tonight, and we want you to not follow the flight of the ball. A lot of guys still do that. That's a hard thing to do. So I think to ask a hitter, hey, we want you to make a change and we want you to go out and get a hit off of Justin Bieber. Well, good luck with that. So that's the concern is this is going to take years to make the change. And we're going to have to literally go to batting cages where 10-year-olds are hitting and tell them, all right, this is what we want you to do. We want you to hit it over there, and we don't want you to try to get it up in the air every single time.
You just called Shane Bieber Justin Bieber.
I did not. Did I really? And I wouldn't know Justin Bieber if I fell over. Oh, God. I'm sorry.
What happened to you? This is why we don't have Tim Kirchin on, Todd.
Justin Bieber? What is that all about? That's all he knew, he's baseball.
I'm sorry. That's terrible.
You know what? We'll take it out of the re-air, okay? So don't worry about that. We'll clean it up.
Well, I don't know anything about music, Dan. I just found out the other day that Chris Martin is the lead singer in Coldplay. I wouldn't know one of their songs if it hit me over the head either. So anything that is pop culture-wise, just leave me out.
What's the last concert you attended?
Well, I've only been to three in my whole life, and I'm 64 years old. I went to see Dan Fogelberg in college on a date. That was a disaster, by the way.
Why was it a disaster?
Well, me and a woman in college, I had no idea what to do. That's why it was a disaster. And by the way, that still goes today.
So you were striking out at the rate of today's baseball players.
Way worse than today's rate, yes. I didn't even try, actually.
You didn't have a launch angle, did you?
Right. And then my daughter in the eighth grade, we went to see Yellow Card, which I kept getting mixed up. I kept calling them Green Card because I mix them up with Green Day or something. And stupid me, having been to one concert in my life, I was told concert starts at 7:30. So I have 5 eighth grade girls in my car. And I think, all right, concert starts at 7:30. We'll be done by 9, home by 10. It'll be great. They had like 4 bands play before Yellow Card or Green Card or whatever they were called, and they went on at 10:30. We got home at like 1:30 in the morning on a school night. The women were like ready to kill me. It was so bad. And then I saw Kenny Chesney at Syracuse when we dropped our daughter off for college about 10 years ago. So I'm 64 and I've been to 3 concerts in my life, and I just found out the other day Molly Hatchet is not a woman. So someone should have told me that before this.
How are the Dodgers? When do you start to worry if you're a Dodger fan here, Tim?
Well, they've lost 15 out of 20. And during that stretch, only the Tigers have played worse than the Dodgers. Who knew? This is the ultimate beauty of the game, Dan. The Warriors in their great days never, never had a 5-15 stretch where you wondered, are they okay? The Dodgers are going to be fine. They got a bunch of injuries. They haven't hit in 2 weeks. It's going to change. They're going to be the best team in baseball by the end of the year. But it just shows you, when people ask me when the season started, well, the Dodgers win 117 games this year? I said, no, it's too hard to do that in today's game. So this is a bad, rough patch for them. They'll get out of it. They'll be great before long.
Do you still play basketball?
Yeah. I played the other day. This was so bad. I was in a gym and I was just shooting by myself. And these two kids came up to me. There was another like old guy in there shooting at another hoop. The two little kids, probably 10 years old, said, "Do you guys want to play 2-on-2? So I assumed the two old guys would pair up and we'd have a little, you know, a young guy and an old guy. Instead, the two little guys wanted to play the two old guys. 2-on-2. So that was the last time that I played, and I took that 10-year-old to the rack, believe me, which I was pretty proud of because he was bigger than I was. So
now, you used to play hoops with Cal Ripken, right?
Yes.
How good was Rip?
You know, amazing, Dan. He never played in high school. And he became a great basketball player. I mean, he's so big and so strong around the rim. You just cannot move him with those giant legs in the lane. So if I may, this is terrible. I should never say this. He asked me once, he said, "Show me how to do that move that you do, okay?" And it's a little guy move that if I can't make that play, I can't play anywhere, all right? So I show it to him, and it took me like a year to perfect that move for me. So I showed it to him, and then we played like 3 days later, and he's using that move in the game. 3 days it took him. But you know what he did? You know what he did? He practiced that. He went into the gym by himself and worked on this little shake with his left hand and then crossed to his right. The move I showed him, he had it in 3 days. It took me a year. He had it in 3 days. That's how great an athlete he is.
See, this is why we have Tim Kirchen on, Todd.
We love Tim Kirchen. I don't understand how this happened. Way too long.
Verducci doesn't have stories like this.
You're right. That's my bad. I got confused.
Now, Rosenthal does, but Verducci does not.
Well, Rosenthal always has a bad phone line anyway, but
always.
That's another story.
Yes. Tim, it's great to talk to you, bud. You always you put a smile on my face. I know you love the game. I'd like to love the game more. Let's put it that way. And they make it hard sometimes.
Yeah. Well, we're getting back to it, Dan. Don't worry. But thanks for having me on today. It's really nice to see you.
Great to see you, Timmy.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.